November 23, serve the Lord heartily, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:23-24. The Lord requires the physical strength, and you can reveal your love for him by the right use of your physical powers, doing the very work which needs to be done. There is no respect of persons with God. There is science in the humblest kind of work, and if all would thus regard it, they would see nobility in labor. Heart and soul are to be put into work of any kind. Then there is cheerfulness and efficiency. In agricultural and mechanical occupations, men may give evidence to God that they appreciate his gift in the physical powers and the mental faculties as well. Let the educated ability be employed devising improved methods of work. This is just what the Lord wants. There is honor in any class of work that is essential to be done. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Mark 12:30. God desires the love that is expressed in heart service, in soul service, in the service of the physical powers. We are not to be dwarfed in any kind of service for God. Whatever he has lent us is to be used intelligently for him. There is need of intelligence and educated ability to devise the best methods in farming and building and in every other department, that the worker may not labor in vain. It is the duty of every worker not merely to give his strength but his mind and intellect to that which he undertakes to do. You can choose to become stereotyped in a wrong course of action because you have not the determination to take yourselves in hand and reform. Or you may cultivate your powers to do the very best kind of service, and then you will find yourselves in demand anywhere and everywhere. You will be appreciated for all that you are worth. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12:11.